Hello, today is Wednesday, April the 19th of 2023. I have so many dates in my mind going on. Just bear with me today. But welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WGH Talk. How are each and every one of you doing today? The sun is shining, and you know we have a sun who shines whether we can see the actual sun out there or not. He's always shining, and we are welcoming you to the show today. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH or call 740-383-9944 if you would like to ask any questions, make any comments, connect with myself or my guest today. You are more than welcome to call 740-383-9944. Now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. We will start with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which are located in all of our Marion Elementary Schools, City Schools, County Schools, and North Union County Schools. Now, as I said, this is a faith-based program. They are at the end of their year, but if you're interested in your children or grandchildren being a part of this faith-based program, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. Or even if you would like to make a donation, she's also the fundraiser for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs. And today, it is my honor to have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, who is a supporter and has been for many, many years of A Voice of a People. She will be with us today live at 582 Lee Street, Logos Christian Ministries, our church here in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They will be having their free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place March. I didn't even write down the date. Oh, my gosh. I got five up there. But what is the third Saturday?
Well, we just had it in April.
Right.
So the next one will be May, the third Saturday
May the third Saturday in May.
Yes.
And every third Saturday after that, unless otherwise notified.
Exactly.
Okay. And it begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Also, they will be having their annual Women's Day program. And this will take place May the 6th of 2023. And this is a black tie affair. Amen. Bring it back to dresses, right?
Yes. We are so excited. You know, we haven't dressed up in a long time.
I know.
A long time. So, I was just sitting and thinking about the women and all, because it's our Women's Day. It's like a weekend for us.
Right.
And, you know, we've been kind of away from each other since COVID and not really done anything big. So the Lord said, just have a nice dress-up affair right before the Sunday, the Women's Day program.
Right.
So I was like, I got some of the young ladies together. You know, you get them together, and they're thinking, their
yes,
ideas.
They are.
So we're going to be doing this the first Saturday in May, and it's going to be at the All Occasions in Waldo.
Right.
And it starts at 11 a.m., and it's going to be fabulous. There's going to be good food, and there's going to be lots of door prizes and some other special things that we're having. So just so the women can get together and just relax and celebrate each other.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
We don't do that a lot. So I love empowering women, and we can come together and just have a good time.
Right.
And if you would like to get a ticket, if I can give the phone number
yes,
out there.
Please do.
You can dial 740-396-1928, and you can reserve your ticket. There will be no tickets sold at the door.
Okay.
So Sunday is the last day.
Oh, this Sunday.
Yeah, what is this Sunday? What is it?
Let me pull up my calendar.
Yeah, because I know it is for the women at our church. Sunday is the last day, but I think they may extend it maybe to that Wednesday, because you know you got to have your cutoff to the
right
to the folks there.
Well, Sunday would be the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Of April.
I think that's it. No later than Wednesday, the 20. What is that? Because I think we've got to have our cutoff is the 28th, so we're given a week before we give to them. So we would like for you to get the tickets by Sunday. You can purchase the tickets or put a hold on your ticket by calling this number. And also, you can give by Givelify. You can purchase your ticket on Givelify. Look for Logos Christian Ministries. You'll see my picture and my husband's picture, and make sure it's Marion, Ohio. And you can purchase a ticket that way, $15. And
right.
What we ask is when you print off your receipt and then bring that receipt to the door.
Right.
Your ticket. We'll have your ticket. So, but we're excited. This is the first time we've done anything like this. Typically, we have our Women's Day luncheon at the church.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, and you've been a part of it before. You've came, and that room is just really, really packed.
Right.
And because of COVID, we wanted to have some space.
Oh, of course.
We wanted to have a little bit of a space.
Nothing wrong with it.
No, absolutely not. So please support this event. Again, it's a women's event, but we're going to have some men there. The men are going to be doing some special things.
Okay.
It's a red carpeted event, so you're going to come down
wow.
the red carpet. You're going to get your picture taken and lots of giveaways, and it's going to be fun.
It's
going to be
yes,
fun.
Yes, it does. I'll
fun.
Have to put that on my calendar.
Bring your daughters, your granddaughters, your nieces, your great nieces. Get them out. Your cousins, get them to come. Get them
we'll
to
try.
Come. But try to get your ticket as soon as possible, because you know we've got to give them a lead of how many people is coming.
Right.
So,
right. Absolutely.
I'm excited. And the next day, the following day, that Sunday, we will have a guest speaker. She's a phenomenal. Her name is Lady Nicole Humphrey from Columbus, Ohio, from Mount Zion Baptist Church. She is a recording artist also. She's recorded some records, whatever you call them now, CDs. But she is a fabulous singer and a preacher.
Okay.
So I know a lot of people have their own church, but if you'd like to stop by, it's at 10:45. It starts, and we're excited about that also. So the women have been putting in a lot of work. I came and got some young women. I got
Good.
Some young women to help me.
Amen. Those are the ones to get, right?
Those are the ones to get.
Yes.
So that's what's happening in May, and we got some things going on. If you've been around by the church recently, we started some groundbreaking across the street. We have some property there, and that's going to be developed into the Logos Wellness and Fitness Campus.
Go ahead.
So
now.
There's going to be a walking path. There's going to be a basketball court there. There's going to be gazebo with some tables under it and you can get a chance. You can meditate, or you can walk, get some exercise. We open it up so basketball, they can come over and do that. So we're just being blessed, and the vision that the Lord had given me is coming forth.
Good.
And I had a vision for that property, and the Lord has allowed it to happen. So they started last Wednesday, started breaking it all up, and
well, praise God.
And so I'm so excited.
Yes.
That I said legacy. I'm thinking legacy when I'm gone. What will be left so that they can see the fruit of my labor.
Right,
you know, and I want to see young people prosper and be in good health, even mm-hmm. the older folks be in good health. And as you know, for the African-American community, diabetes is high blood pressure. So I'm thinking about that. And it's not just for our church. It's for the community. They can come over and enjoy that space right. over there. So that's a little bit of what's happening.
Yes, amen. That's a lot, though.
So, yeah, we're hoping that in the first Saturday in July that we'll have a big dedication for that over there. So we're going to be inviting a lot of people. Of course, you are certainly invited.
Well, thank you very much.
So we're going to dedicate that property over there. And that's July. Then in August, the second Saturday in August, we're going to be having our back-to-school giveaway. We always do back-to-school extravaganza is what we call mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. Last year, we gave away underwears. We gave away tablets and just had good old-fashioned fun. And it's going to be a health fair also.
Right, right.
So we're combining the back-to-school with that. So that's going to be August, I think it's the 12th. So
all right.
We're doing a lot over there, and I'm getting old. I'm like, wow, but I can't stop now.
No, you can't. Like you told me that one conference I was at True Faith, it's not about your age. Remember that?
It's really not about our age. Never too late. You know, I think about and I look at Mother Adams, Mother Mays, Mother McGarry, those older saints
yes.
that are here. The one mother that's across the street from, I can't remember, the oldest African-American church that's here in the city, Mother Slater.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Mother Dodd, you know, those
oh,
ladies.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Still up and kicking, still up and moving.
They are still moving,
yes.
And I said, I want to be like that, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Amen.
I didn't want to cough in there. But yeah, it's only a mind on how old you think you are. So my body tells me I'm not as young, but my mind says you can still do it.
Of
I can
course.
Do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It sounds good, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? Because it's real. It's reality.
Sometimes I want to do more, but my body says, sit down. You can't
You
do
have
it.
To listen to our
and
bodies.
You have to. You really,
yes.
I'm learning that now. Now, wisdom, the older you get, you should get wiser.
That's true.
And my body will tell me, nope, it's time for you to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And I appreciate God
Amen.
Telling you that, you know, you've went too far now.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
I appreciate the same thing, you know, when I've gone too much. And sometimes I think, well, you're just laying around a little too much. But my body needs it sometimes.
I know.
You know, I need that.
And it's amazing because sometimes we feel guilty.
We do.
It's like, I should be doing such
mm-hmm,
and such.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, no, you should be doing what you're doing. Because I was in revival last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in
okay.
Portsmouth, Ohio. So, and then came back on Saturday morning, like 11, and I had to prepare for church. I had to preach on Sunday. So I was gone. You
right,
know,
right.
It's a lot when you're away. And being in revival is just different from regular church.
It is. It is.
It is because the people are hungry, and there's just a different...
They draw more out of
draw,
you.
They draw, and the anointing.
Drain
is so,
you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. But it was so awesome. That church... it's Mount Zion Baptist Church in Portsmouth, Ohio. It was, you know, when you first become a minister.
Right.
And you get your little engagements outside your church. Mm-hmm, you know, you somebody mm-hmm. call you to preach. That was the first church that I spoke at outside of Columbus.
Okay.
The very first church. So those people just really been, they've just been a part of me, my heart. And I go back and some of the older saints are gone now.
Right, right.
So it's a different... somewhat different congregation, mm-hmm. but some of the people are still there, but they still have that love, and I just enjoyed myself.
That's
it was
great.
So, yeah.
That's
yeah,
wonderful.
It was so awesome.
That is wonderful.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot. But
yes,
God,
you have.
God is so faithful. He's so faithful.
Yes, he is.
And I just love him. I do.
Amen.
I love him.
Amen.
I love him.
Because he loves us so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We were in... last night we had some little girls there. They were practicing and they wanted me to come in. Now they're from age 3 to probably, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8. And they wanted me to come in and pray for them. And I said, well, what do you want what do you want me to pray? And a couple of them said, we want you to pray that God will love us. And I was like, oh my God, he loves you.
Right.
Yeah. And some said, I want to be able to listen better. And their parents just probably told them, you need to have better listening ears. And I want better grades. But I thought it was just phenomenal that they would want their pastor to come in before I left.
Right, right.
To come in and pray for them. So,
That's beautiful.
When they said, I want God to love me. And I was like, wow, just stay there. Mm. Always want God. God loves you.
Yes, he
does.
But
they're going to find out the older they get that God does love them.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they probably don't feel like, you know.
That, right.
And they probably act up or something. And then probably think that God is mad at them or something. I don't know. But for them to say that, I want God to love me. And that just stuck with me all through the evening that they said, I want God to love me.
Mm. You know, sometimes, Pastor Jackie, we... in our own humanness, and when we make mistakes, and we know we've made mistakes, we know we've done wrong, and sometimes mm-hmm. we're like, well, I don't know why I did that. God must not appreciate me or like me anymore.
Yeah.
You come to a point in your life sometimes, even as a child,
Yeah.
You know you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know you've done wrong.
You know.
Well, will that stop God from loving me?
Yeah,
and sometimes
exactly.
we think that he does not love us.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we're just so bad sometimes.
Sometimes we just mess up. I didn't intend to. But you know, the word says, I'll let nothing separate me from the
Amen.
Love of God.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing will separate us. And that's what's so amazing to me, that he loved me when I was yet in my sins.
Mm-hmm.
And still, he already knew what I was going to do, but he still loved me. And that's why I say he's amazing, and I love him.
Amen.
I love him because I've done some stupid stuff.
Oh, girl, don't even mention it.
Crazy stuff.
It may not be finished doing stupid
right.
stuff.
Right. We mess up.
Yes.
We mess up. And I said this morning, I said, Lord, help me to eat right. Please, God,
mm-hmm.
just help me to eat right.
That too.
You know?
That too.
And I know I'm getting older, so, you know, some of those areas, they kind of just... don't go the way you want them to go, you know?
I know.
And I'm like, but I got to help out too. I got to do what I need to do, you know?
That's
so,
the thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, may not be out there smoking and drinking and all that, but the body is the temple.
Yes.
So, you know, when I eat them Burger Kings and fries and all them carbs, it's like, oh, this is too many carbs.
I know you have a taste for it sometimes, you know.
Do.
And I guess
you really
every now and then it's not bad.
Every now and then it's not bad. So I have to make sure, you know. And, you know, Fred's is around the corner from
us.
Yes,
I do.
And every now and then I want to go get that orange cone.
Sherbet and vanilla.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Twist. Yeah,
yes. And I
good.
Say, this, and I say, it's okay every now and then.
Every
but
now
I got to make
then.
Sure I monitor my area now and then.
You're right. You're so right. So right. I've had both so far from
Fred.
Oh, you know?
I've had only one, I think, this year. I've only had one, so I'm about due for another one.
They're not even open all the time, though. It's hard to even know when they're going to be open.
They're closed on Tuesdays.
I've seen
I know that. They're closed on Tuesdays. And the rest of the week, I think they're...
And they're open up at 3.
They open at 3, from 3 to 9.
Yeah.
So you got to get in there when you can. Sometimes,
Amen.
You know, the cars are lined up. And,
true.
It takes a while for you to get through the line, so...
That Jersey has that ice cream called the Turtle. Have you ever
had
that?
Oh, my God, years ago. That it's so rich. It's so.
Isn't
I won't even go that way. I'm like, no, I'll have a diabetic coma if I eat all that.
It would take you probably 2 or 3 weeks to eat all
yes,
of that. It's a lot.
It's too much. It's a lot. It's
yes,
a
it
lot.
Is.
So
love it, though.
Yeah, we have to just kind of balance ourselves out. And that's life.
Yes.
There has to be a balance, you
yes,
know.
It does.
You know, there has to be a balance. I was telling somebody not too long ago, you know, you don't have to listen to gospel all day, every day. It's a balance.
It is a balance.
I like a little jazz, you know. I don't like that hard stuff, you know,
oh,
what they're talking.
Me either.
But there's a balance.
Yes,
you have to have a balance. We're still in the world.
Yes.
You know, but some people say, well, I can't do it. Well, that's you.
Right.
I can't. I'm okay with it. I'm still
Amen.
Sane.
And
sanctified.
God, right. And he's okay
yep,
with
and
it.
And he's okay and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
And I tell people, I said, Jesus went to a wedding and they were serving wine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not
and
a
music too.
And
you
music
know they
too.
Did.
You know they did. And was dancing too, probably.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's that balance, you know. He thought it was okay to go. So I remember last year when my nephew got shot. You know, my 17-year-old nephew got shot. And you know how we do. We have repasses and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, they had some folks was at my house, and some people were out at one of the halls here. So that's where his mother and all was at. So I said, you know, I know they're drinking and all of that, you know, so. But the Spirit of the Lord said, you need to go. So
right.
Later on, I went, and it was amazing how I even got texts and say, thank you, Aunt Jackie, for showing up.
Absolutely.
You came in just like you were, just came in. And mm-hmm. he said all that smoking and drinking was going on, mm-hmm. but you didn't let it bother you. You
right.
came in and you talked, and one and his brother, he was there, and he was kind of toe uploaded, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, he says, Aunt Jackie, I knew you was coming.
Aww.
And I had to get him down off the table because he was so drunk. When I just... But he said, I knew you was coming. So, you know.
It was a comfort to them.
It was a comfort to them. You
yes.
know, and I knew what they were going to be doing.
Right.
But yet I showed up. I talked with his dad. I talked to, you know, to comfort them.
Right.
And I didn't come in there like some big preacher coming in. You know, I just
oh,
came
yeah,
in.
Oh, yeah, reprimand them.
Yeah,
and,
I just
know,
came in. I knew what they was.
That.
I knew they was. They
right.
were smoking and stuff. And
right.
got home, you know, I had to get it off of me. But. Mm-hmm. But I some that's some talk about that balance.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to go so you can reach people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people know that you're real, you're honest, they tend to listen to what you have to say
when it
comes to ministering to them.
Yes.
They're not going to listen to you if you won't even speak to them.
I know. I
they
know
see
that.
You in the marketplace and you turning your nose up, mm-hmm. not speaking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to listen to you talk about Jesus. Like,
no.
Well, I don't want that Jesus you got
right.
stuck up.
Right.
Hateful.
Right. Think you're too good.
You're
yeah.
too good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to learn how to embrace people. Sometimes we got to come, you know, not do what they're doing,
yes.
but you got to be let them know I'm not afraid of you
right.
and what you're doing.
Right.
I have enough confidence in my salvation
right.
that I can reach you.
Right. I'm not intimidated.
I'm not intimidated
right.
by you. You know, hey, go ahead, do you? I know what you're doing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but I'm still gonna let you know that God loves you.
Absolutely. And you know, I have said, and even Dolores said, you know, and so were some of you.
Yeah.
When I pulled you up out of the muck and the mire.
Absolutely.
You know, where were you at?
Where were you at?
But I was able to save you. So
yeah.
I'm able to save
yeah. Yeah.
others.
Yeah.
No matter where they are in
no matter
life,
where.
What they're doing.
That's right.
And
that's
I had right. said to a friend, I said, well, do you think that we as Christians, instead of putting the transgenders down and the homosexuals down, shouldn't we rise to the occasion to be more like Christ
absolutely.
And receive these people in love?
Absolutely. Think, you know, we used to say, what would Jesus do?
What would he do?
What would he do? Do you think that he would be out there with signs and saying, I hate the gays and don't you come here? No.
Or even the racial thing. You
even
know what
the
I'm
racial
saying?
Thing. No, that's
not,
Jesus.
Christ.
It's not Christ.
No, it's not.
I don't care what anybody say, that's not Christ. And
no.
And you've heard me say it before, you know, when they put those crosses out about the babies with the abortions, I said if somebody needed to be ministered to, they would not go there.
No, they would not.
They would not go there.
No,
now, there's no condemnation to those. Yeah, that's a long conversation.
It is
but
a long one.
We
but
draw
still.
Them with love and kindness.
That's right.
You know, some of them treat people better than what we say we're
I know.
Christians.
I know.
Like, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that?
But they're
I don't
doing
understand.
It.
But they're doing it. But
in the name of
in the name
of the
of,
Lord,
of, in name of God, they're doing it. So I'm sorry. I don't. That's not the God that I serve.
No.
That's not the Jesus that I know. He did get upset when they were in the temple. You
yes.
know, doing stuff that they wasn't supposed to.
Right.
He
right.
did call them vipers at one point. But most of the time, I told the saints, I said Jesus was smooth.
Yes, he was.
He
smooth.
Was smooth. He you know when they. caught the woman in adultery and they brought him and what'd he do? He's just leaning down writing on the ground, wouldn't even look up and say, mm-hmm. though, you that's without sin, cast the first stone. That's smooth to me.
It is.
He didn't make no it big is. Deal out of it.
No. Because he already knows yeah. what's in man.
He already knew. So we're making a big deal. Listen, you give the word, you love them, you know that's not what Jesus said to do, but you love them and you keep moving. They keep have a moving. Choice.
Yes, they do have a choice.
He didn't make us come to him.
Mm-mm.
He gave us a choice.
Yes.
So who are we to try to make people come to him and make people? That's their life.
Yes.
They got to stand before God. But I'm going to be a witness to them. I'm going to love them.
Amen.
I'm going to love them.
Amen.
So some people may disagree with me, but no, I'm going to love them. We draw them with loving kindness.
Loving kindness.
Have
yes.
I drawn them?
Yes, absolutely.
It's not loving kindness when you beating people over the head and you all in their face and spitting in their face and talking about them and killing them. Some of these young children, they are being misused.
Yes, they are.
They are being abused.
Yes.
They're already in a struggle. And then we struggle.
Yes, we do.
We put them in a struggle. You know, they're committing suicide.
Yes.
That my heart goes out to a parent. What are you going to do if your parent, if your child say, well, hey, mom, I think I like girls. What? He's a guy.
Right.
You know, a girl say, that's my child.
Yes. It is your child.
I wouldn't abandon them.
You can't.
But
you can't.
People think we should. We should just let them die. Just put them out there. Just let them die, you know.
How is it that we so soon forget?
We forget.
Where we came from.
Where we came
what
from,
we were doing.
What we were doing. And that's not the only sin. We act as though that's it. And I know it's
that's
an abomination.
What I'm saying.
But there's some other things. He said
oh,
a liar.
Yes,
he
a
said
liar.
A liar won't even tarry in his sight.
Yes.
So what you going to do about the liars?
Right. Right.
What are we going to do about the liars?
Right. And sowing discord against
the brother. Yeah.
That's
six
another
things
one.
That he hates.
Yes.
The seven one that. Is an abomination unto him.
Yes.
Discord among the brethren.
Yes.
We don't take
even
those.
Think they, about that.
We
do
don't
we?
Even think about those. Mm-mm. We dwell on just one major thing that
right.
we think is major. Nothing's too hard for God.
No, it's
God
not.
Can change a person's life in a moment.
Yes,
just like
can.
That.
Yes,
just like
can.
That. Just like that. He
at
can change a person's
will.
Life.
He knows when they're ready. Right there at that
right
time,
at that time.
And spot. I know. He yep. knows.
Yep. Yeah, that's because we have lack of compassion, lack of grace, and mercy.
Yes.
All of that that he showed to us.
Right.
His grace and his mercy. His grace is sufficient for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we tend to forget that we need to do the same. If we're Christ-like anyways.
Right.
So I know people may disagree with me. And
of course, I know that they will, but that really was on my heart.
Yeah.
Can we as Christians rise to the
Can
occasion?
Can we rise to the occasion?
As Christ would do.
Yeah. What would he do?
In the
do?
Time that we're living in, he brought us to such a time as
such
this.
Such a time as this, and we're living in a...
Where's
we're
our love?
Yeah.
Where's our compassion?
Yeah.
You know?
Where is it? We're in perilous times. I mean,
yes.
we see stuff happening.
Yes, we do.
But we as saints, we they're supposed to be the salt and
That's
the
right.
light.
That's right.
What are we doing?
Right.
Are we perpetrating hate?
Right.
Are we, you know, injustice?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be careful what we do in the name of God.
Yes, we do. Yes,
yeah,
we do.
He said
we haven't arrived.
We have not arrived. But no, just talked about our eating habit. I'm like, I can't. I'm not eating right. I can't eat. I can't. You know, we have not arrived.
No,
we
have not.
We are sinners saved by grace.
We're still on our journey.
We're still on our journey. And we will be there until we have these uncorrupted bodies when
yes.
we've ascended.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But somebody said, we're all dirt.
Mm-hmm.
We all came from dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took the time to mold us and to shape us to who he wanted us to be. And
Amen.
then he blew the breath of life in us. So
yes.
we're all dirt. We can't call nobody else nothing. We're all dirt.
I know.
And we're going to go
dirt.
Back to the dust,
yes.
too.
And can't take none of this stuff
none
with
this.
Us when
none
we
None of
leave.
This stuff can go with us. None no. of it. Your beautiful homes, your cars, your money, none of it
none
is going to go.
It.
Your jewelry, none of it.
None of it.
Even if they do put it over in the casket with you, it's gonna turn to dirt. Isn't that amazing?
Still ain't going with you.
Your soul.
Right.
Your soul
belongs. And yep. God says all souls belong to me.
Him.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. No matter where they are,
no
what they're doing, who they're doing it with, their soul belongs to God.
Because he created us.
Woo.
Now you have the choice on where you want to spend your eternity.
Yes. Yes.
But all souls belong. That's good. That's good, Sister Linda. All souls
all
belong to God.
Yeah.
All of them. No matter who, no matter what you're doing, what you look like, what you've done, what you haven't done,
yes.
How you talk, how you speak, what color you are.
Right.
All souls
right.
belong to God.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I serve him so.
Amen.
That's why I love him so.
Amen. Amen. That he saved a wretch like me.
Like,
thank you, Lord. I don't feel like I'm too good to say I was a wretch.
Oh,
done
absolutely.
The things I did. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? No.
Absolutely. We've
was
done
I
some
worthy
things.
Of it? No.
No.
You know?
No.
None
I,
of us were.
I tell people, you know, I said, if you knew some of the things I did, you wouldn't sit beside me. And I know somebody's done worse things than me.
Yeah.
But still, we're all sinners.
We've all sinned. Right.
Yeah. All sin and come short of the glory of God. So,
yes.
Yeah. It behooves us how we treat each other, how we treat people.
Right. Our brother and in the Lord, like sowing discord between the brothers.
Yeah.
Like you said, do we ever think about that?
No, we don't. We don't think that's a sin. But it said it's some things that he hates.
He hates it.
Yeah.
He hates
false
it.
Witness, all of that. Pride. He hates that stuff. He hates it. And some of us are so prideful that we would rather just, you know, fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
mm-hmm.
pride. I keep knocking this thing off. But, you know, the pride and then comes the fall.
That's true.
We have to
That's
be true. Careful with the pride. You know, there's sometimes I've had to swallow my pride and say, you know, I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Same here. Same here.
I'm so sorry.
And see, that is the grace of God
mm-hmm.
that leads you to that point in your
yeah.
life where you're not too big to say, well,
yeah.
I made a mistake.
Made a
I was
mistake.
Wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Because see, what happens if you continue to go down that path, you know you're wrong, but you won't try to do anything about it. Then
right.
you get turned over to your own reprobate mind. Because it's like, you're so hard-hearted
mm-hmm.
that you can't just say, I was wrong.
Right.
Even to God. And then he'll make you, sometimes you have to go back to that individual also and say, I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's
it
not.
It takes more to say you're sorry than just to hold on to it, you know?
It does.
And
that
there's a release.
Oh, freedom.
There's a freedom when you realize that I've done something wrong. I've hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can tell that I'm sorry.
Or maybe they hurt you.
Maybe they hurt you.
And didn't realize that they
mm-hmm.
hurt you.
Yeah.
You know, they're just going on with their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can still go to that person and say, you know, well, I did have something against you because of such and such and such and such.
Well, that's Bible.
See, but if I'll let
you
it
know,
go. Right.
If you know
if you
brother
know.
Has an ought against you, you're supposed to leave your gift.
That's right.
Bring your tithes and offerings down.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to that brother.
Go to that brother.
But we don't do the Bible. We don't do the Bible.
We didn't create our own
yeah.
word of
we
God.
We create
right?
our own stuff. We don't do the word. We don't do it. We don't do it. Walking around with animosity and you know a person's got a problem with you. But see, we don't know how to use wisdom in order to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make a big scene out of it instead of going and meeting it. Even you
right.
haven't done that anything to them, but you know they have something against
right.
you. Going in meekness and in love and
just
saying, you know, just feel like there's a problem between us and I want to make sure
right.
that, you know, we have grace for each other.
Yes, we do.
You know?
Yes,
but
we do.
No, we don't do that. We'll hold stuff for years
right.
and then forget about what you was holding. You know, it was just that crazy.
Until you see that person.
Yeah,
then
it stirs back up. And I tell people all the time, you didn't forgive.
No.
You don't. No, if you forgive when you see that person.
Right.
Those feelings are not going to come.
They're not there.
Don't mean that you won't forget what happened. People
right.
said, just forgive and forget. I can't forget if I've been sexually abused by
right.
somebody.
Right.
That you remember that. But the sting of it.
There you go. That sting.
Is not there.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not harboring on it, but that thing that crushed me is
mm-hmm.
not there. There's a peace about that God has given me about the situation. Then
right.
you know you've forgiven them. But when you see them and you mad, you going the other way, they on this side of the church, you over on this side of the church, you see them in the grocery store and you're not, you
right.
you haven't forgiven.
No.
So you need to just go back to God some more and say, I need you to help me. And some
help me
things,
a little more, yeah.
Yeah, some things you can't do. You have to ask God to help me. Well, all things you need. But some stuff, you've been hurt so bad, right. So tremendous, so horrible, that the Holy Spirit, He's going to really have to lead you through that process of forgiving.
That's true.
So and true. As we know, forgiveness is for you, so that you can have the right spirit.
Right.
But you do. Some people, it may not happen overnight. It could be a process. And then God could do it overnight now. Mm-hmm. He's a miracle worker.
Oh, yes,
but
is.
Sometimes you have to walk through the process of getting yourself healed through the forgiving process.
Right.
You have to acknowledge what happened first. Sometimes we don't even acknowledge what happened.
That's
and
true.
You got to make
That's
sure,
true.
Did I have anything to do with what happened?
Right.
We don't like
right.
to do that.
Oh, I was just talking to one of my daughters this morning. I'm always wrong. Whatever you say is always right. But then she had to go to other people and found out I was right. But then I said, and you still didn't believe me. Thinking I'm seeing now. I don't know what I'm talking about, right? They're always right. You know,
yeah.
I have two like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I have two that's more humble and, you know, well, Mom, maybe I was wrong. But those
they're going to fight to the end.
I don't argue with them.
Yeah.
I just let them think they're right.
Yeah.
You know, until the day I came back to them. Well, call me. I was wrong, Mom.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I said, but you still didn't believe me, did you?
Yeah. No.
Like, I don't know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
right?
We didn't know what we didn't believe our mom knew what they were talking about either, remember?
Not half the time.
I'm in love. My mom like, no, I don't think so. Yeah. Like, well, you don't know what you're talking about.
No.
But yeah, we forget.
Yes.
We really forget sometimes that we were young, we did some stuff too. I was talking to a lady the other day, they was talking about what's wrong with the young people now. And I said, we say that, but we did some stuff too.
Yeah.
I said, tell me the way they dress. I said, well, you remember the mini skirts we used to
I
wear?
Do. I do.
And them hot pants. You don't remember those? Uh-huh. I said, yeah. So, yeah, they pants may be sagging, but we did.
We had
some,
our style.
I don't like the style that they're, you know, but we had our style.
We sure did.
Go back and look at some of them old pictures and look at them skirts. They were way up
I
there.
I know, and I had one so short, I can't even think about bending over.
I know it. I'm like, how did we do that?
I don't know.
We couldn't wear pants to school.
No, we could not.
We couldn't wear pants until we got, the 10th grade, maybe?
Right.
Because I think Harding. The freshman, Harding, yeah. Because the freshman building, I don't think we could wear pants, because I'm a little younger than you, but we couldn't wear no pants.
Sure
we wore
couldn't.
Them. We wore them mini, and then we came out with the maxis. You know,
yes,
the long stuff that was dragging
stuff.
The ground.
Right.
But we had some stuff going on.
Yes, we did. Flower power, and you know the colors and the bell bottoms.
Yes.
And hip huggers.
Yes.
And,
we had some stuff going on. So don't even try when people talk about these kids. Just out of they dealing with some different types of stuff, but they're dealing with stuff. Now we never had to deal with gun violence in school.
No.
So some of the stuff that they're dealing with, I think, is really more crucial than what we dealt with.
It is
active shooter drilling. We never did that. We had them fire drills, and we was happy to get outside knowing there wasn't no fire.
Right. Didn't even know what a gun looked like, really, unless it was on TV.
Unless it was on
or
TV.
Or you had a dad that went hunting.
Yep.
Like
mine.
Yep. Used to go hunting all the time.
To this day, I never had a real gun in my presence. I don't know, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, they're dealing with a lot of stuff. You know, back then, we didn't deal with suicide and stuff. Hardly ever did you hear about it.
True.
Somebody
or
taking
overdose.
Their lives.
Drug
overdose, no. I mean, it was there.
Yeah.
But
maybe when I was a teenager, I heard a little bit more about that, you know. But I mean, like, late teens.
Yeah, late teens when we heard about it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we tend to forget.
Yes, we do.
That we
yes,
did
we
some stuff, too.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. God is talking this morning, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Loud on the Facebook Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live. Even our parents, you think about our parents, they did some stuff too. Some of the stuff that they would tell us that they did. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all talking about it. but God's grace and His mercy, you know. And it's good to laugh. Isn't it good to laugh?
Oh, it makes me feel. It's like medicine.
Yeah, it is medicine to our soul. It's good to think about stuff and laugh about it and have fun and all of that. So that's what I'm about. It's like my days, I know my steps are getting shorter.
Yes.
And I want my last days to be better than my formal days.
My best days. Yes.
My best days. That's what I'm talking about, you know. So, Yep. So, life is good. Life is good. You know, doesn't mean we have some things that's happening. But, and I tell people all the time, when you come to Christ, things will happen. But the Holy Spirit will help you through those things.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be God to come and just pull us out of stuff, which He could. But most of the time, God's going to deliver you while you're in it.
Yes.
So that you can, when you'll come out of it.
Right.
But while you're in, we don't want to have to do anything. If you're going to reign with Him, He said you will suffer with Him.
Mm-hmm.
So some stuff in this earth, in this body, we will suffer with. We will have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't, He's not going to make you, you won't die in it.
Right.
I just believe that He's going to deliver me
while
I'm in some stuff. He's going to just bring me out of it, you know.
Yes, like my children and my grandchildren, you know, Lord, I know your hands on them.
Yes. Oh, gosh, yes.
I know your hands on
them.
They gave your life as children, gave you their lives as children.
Yes.
And you still have them.
You got them. You got them. We have to believe that and not let go of that. I prayed the power of God over my children, my grands, and my great-grands every day. You know, I'm praying that they love you.
Yes.
That's what matters to me, that my seed in the earth, that they love you.
Yes.
So that they can have a resting place. You know, when I'm gone, I won't worry. Well, when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Right.
So while I'm here, I pray that they be stable in Him.
Right.
Even the youngest one, Mariah, she's a year old, and girl, she's something else. She talks she talks back with her, because she's got older siblings.
Really? Okay.
And she just be talking with her little finger, I'm like, what? And I say, even Mariah, let her come to know who
you
are.
Right.
Let her know who you are, that I'll be satisfied.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I'll be satisfied.
Amen. And that's one of His promises, you know.
He said your seed would be seed and your seed.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for your promises.
Yes, His promises
today.
And we forget about it. We be scared, don't you? Like, is that going to come? Is that going to happen? No. His promises are yes
because
and amen.
Because we see how they're acting.
I know.
We see how they're acting. We see where they're going. Just like your nephew that was killed last year.
Yeah.
But you saw him give his life to Christ.
I saw him give his life to Christ. And I said, God, why now?
Right.
Why did he said? Because if I'd left him, he's too vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
He may have went back out.
Mm-hmm.
So he got him at the right time.
See there?
He got him at the right time, and then I was at peace with that.
Right.
Why
only
did
he knows?
Only God. Oh my God, He knows all. He can do all. He sees all. Yeah, because I was really hurt by that.
We
I was
all
like,
were.
He just come and he was coming to church and stuff, and he came and said, I don't know why I'm here, but I know I need to be here. Mm. He rededicated himself, you know, and all of that. And I said, going to school, everything, doing. My sister said he was doing everything she asked him to do and all. And I said, why now? He said, but he was still vulnerable.
Yes.
And if I had left him any longer, he may have went back out.
Oh my.
And I had to take him when I did, while he was secure.
Jesus.
Girl, listen. And not only did he tell me that, but he told my sister that too. We were talking and she said, you know, I heard the Lord say, so we both comforted each other. Because
Jesus.
We both heard God say that.
Wow.
We both heard God say that.
Powerful.
So, yeah, I'm at peace with that.
Wow.
Now, I'm not at the other young man. Because they did get him, you know. He was on the run for 5 months.
Yeah.
But my heart goes out to him. I said, God, save him.
Both of them. Both of them.
Save him.
Yes. Yes, save him.
Save his life. Save his. If he didn't know you, save him.
Save him, Father.
There's consequences to our actions.
Of
you know, that mean that he may not spend some time. But I want God to save him.
We are out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
We are out of time. Thank you so much for Pastor Jackie. But if you're not in a hurry, we can do another show. I'm telling you.
I gotta go.
One day I'm going to get her in here for two shows.
Yes,
you know. But
yes.
Thank you all for listening to A Voice of a People. Thanking my guest again, Pastor Jackie Peterson. Till next time, be blessed. And thank you all.
WWGH Radio LP.